Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, thanks for joining me. Another show here, Real Estate Realities. Boy, it's a heater this week, huh? Jeez, oh, Pete, I'm ready for that fall weather. Come on. And we need more moisture. I like that moisture, keeping things green. We're going to get right into the nitty-gritty here. If you're joining for the first time, this is Justin Hermes for RE/MAX Properties, native of Colorado Springs, been here 31 years. Help people buy and sell real estate. Great passive income, mailbox money. Making money while you sleep, folks. Helping you diversify away from just the 401k, just the Roth IRA. And usually we do the good and the bad. But what I'm going to tell you is today's topic is jumping in head first and being able to get out of the shallow end. And the big thing I see with people is it's paralysis by analysis. They read investment books. They wonder what it's like. They hear people talk about, oh, they had a terrible eviction or this tenant trashed their house. And there's just all these barriers and fear of failure, fear of leaving the comfort zone. And I'll tell you what, folks, I can sympathize with that. When I ran for city council here, it was scary. It was out of my comfort zone. I knew nothing about politics at all. Nothing. And knocking on doors, figuring out how to run a campaign, all that stuff was extremely scary. Why? Because it was unknown to me. And when things are unknown, it pushes us out of our comfort zone. And when we grow the most and find the most reward out of life, it is when we're pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone. And so that's what I want you, the radio listener, to hear is not the good, the bad of this week is push yourself out of your comfort zone, whether it is jumping into real estate, creating passive income, or whether it's some other aspect of life, getting out of that fear element and getting involved in something that's going to help you grow. Losing the election for me was tough. Coming in last place was tough. I haven't come in last place in many things in my life, and it was humbling. It was sad, right? Failure's sad. You feel alone, and it's not easy, you know? You get knocked off your block. But I look at it and go, what a growing period. Looking back, I look at it and go, what a great experience to help me grow as a person. And I'm thankful for it. Right after the election and during it, there was a lot of discouragements, and I didn't feel that way until I've really stepped back 3 to 4 months later and go, what a great experience that was. Yeah, it was a hit to the ego. For sure. Yeah, having that failure was not fun, but I wouldn't change it for anything. I think God put me through that so I could come better off on the other side. And so look at real estate that way, folks. It's something you may never know about, you've never heard about. All you've heard is horror stories. But stick around, because this episode, we're going to get into it. We're going to dive in deep, and I'm going to tell you why you, the radio listener, can be a part of such a magical thing, and that is passive income through real estate, baby. Justin Hermes, call me on the break, 232-1063. That's 232-1063. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How you feeling? Hot, hot, hot. How you feeling? Hot, hot, hot. How you feeling? Hot, hot, hot. How you feeling?
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by HouseCheck, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Folks, welcome back in here to the second segment. I was laughing with Matt over the break. I said I got so emotional there. I'm getting so in touch with my feelings. And, you know, it's not a bad thing. Sometimes we act like macho men, and it's okay to open up and be vulnerable and say, hey, some of this stuff's scary, man. Some of that stuff, you know, there's a lot of fear of failure, right? There's a lot of fear getting out of my comfort zone and taking risks. That's natural stuff as humans. We experience. And if people are saying, hey, they're not scared through certain aspects of their life, or they're not, you know, wanting help. They're not really being upfront and honest with you, because when you get down to the nitty gritty and you're doing something that is totally foreign to you, it is tough. It is tough. But like I said on the segment before, when you dip into that and you get out of your comfort zone, that is where the real reward comes. With high risk, there's high reward, folks. And that's where we start talking investment properties. If you're just tuning in, I'm 31 years old. My name's Justin Hermes. I grew up in this town. My father was a realtor. I left, went to school in Michigan. I then taught tennis in DC and bought my first condo. And that's kind of when I really looked at real estate and went, wow, this is crazy. My roommate's paying me $1,000. We were renting an apartment before paying $2,000 a piece. And now this guy's paying me $1,000. This is unreal. And I'm knocking off principal off my loan and I get the tax write-offs and the wheels started churning. And long story short, I ended up back here and just started buying properties like crazy. Save. I'm living well below my means and using everything I had to deploy into investment properties. And so that's where the passion of the radio came in, is it's changed my life. And I'm done buying now. And that's because it's on my heart to help other people, right? I mean, I still come across so many great deals, but it is time to help other people create passive income. I feel like I've reached enough doors and enough passive income that, you know, I can be satisfied. Who knows, maybe too much more and it would be a bad thing. So that's what the premises of the show is. We talk about a lot of different topics every week, but really it is helping you create passive income through real estate. It's a 401k with a front door, right? So if your bucket right now is a Roth IRA or 401k and that's all you have, I'm here to tell you, you have to have a tangible asset. Number one, you need tax write-offs, right? And number two, coming up on inflation, you got to have real estate. It's the best safeguard against inflation. Number three, someone else is funding it for you, right? They're paying rent. They're funding your retirement for you. And that is what is unbelievable about it, is you're borrowing money from a PennyMac or a Churchill mortgage, but the renter is then paying that mortgage for you and you're even cash flowing. And then on top of it, reaping the tax benefits and then having an asset down the road. So it's no secret, the cost of building is not going down, right? So these homes that we're picking up for a 350, a 400, they're not building homes under 400, and they won't come back and ever build homes under 400. The cost of labor, the building code with regional, you know, the cost of materials, that ship sailed, folks. So, and interest rates will start rising over the next year or so. And what we'll see is a mass amount of renters out there, really, folks, because it's going to be tough to obtain home ownership. So what it looks like, folks, is, you know, we go find a deal for you, right? You say, I'm looking to invest. I have this much money, whether it be 50, 60, 80 grand, or you may say, I want to do an FHA owner occupy, only have 15 grand. We can still go get you a house and get that done. Once we get our marching orders from you, because you're talking to Churchill Mortgage, right? You're talking to your preferred lender. They're fully underwriting you, telling you what your budget is, how much money you need for down payment. So you get those marching orders. You come to us and say, this is what I have. And I go, okay, great. I can find you an awesome deal on a townhouse for that, or an awesome deal on a single family, or possibly a fourplex. And we kind of chalk up a game plan, right? So first step, going through that underwriting period with a lender, right? Getting fully underwritten, not a pre-approval, not a pre-qualification letter, fully underwritten, folks. It makes us way stronger. It weeds us out when it comes to the competition. Everyone has a pre-qualification letter. Only 90% of probably people do, and 10% have a fully underwritten letter. So it carries a lot of weight. We can close faster. And then what happens is we find these deals, whether it be an off-market or an on-market deal, and we get them under contract, right? After that, we do a home inspection. Okay, it's not like we're buying these as is, not doing any home inspections. We bring in a home inspector that usually runs you $300-$400. You're going to do a, you know, home inspector is going to look over the whole home, you know, the furnace, the hot water heater, the roof, sewer line, all those things. And then we're going to say, what are the major items here we want the seller to address? And then we go back to the seller and ask them to address these health and safety items. And we never get into a house that has red flag issues. You know, we always get these items taken care of, or we get a credit from the seller. And some people start thinking, well, geez, how does this negotiation work? Who are you representing, right? That may be your question right now as you're listening to me. This is Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. If you have questions about these topics, call me at 232-1063. That's a 719-232-1063. And how we find the deals is networking with other agents, folks. Networking with other property managers. I don't get very many deals at all. I don't pursue them. I don't cold call sellers. I don't send mailers like some other companies do. I just don't, right? I have other agents who call me and say, hey, we have this house. We can't put it on the market really because we don't want to disturb the tenants. It's got a year left in the lease. We know you work with investors. Would you be willing to buy it? And the reason we work great is because we're not flipping homes. So when that house is worth $375, we can buy it at $350, and it's a great buy and it's a long-term hold. So it works well. Guess what the flipper has to buy it for to make money? $325. So we're getting a good deal on our end. And then the seller's getting a good deal because the tenant isn't misplaced. It's a nice, easy transaction. We're not going to beat them up on inspection. And so it works for both parties. That's how we get a majority of our deals, which is great because it lets me fully represent that buyer. Yes, do we get some where somebody calls me and says, hey, I want to sell my townhouse for this price. Can you bring me somebody? And I go, 100%. You're reaching out to me. You're asking me to bring you that price. I can bring you that price. But I'm not out there searching for it going, hey, this is what we'll buy it for, right? People come to me and say, do you have somebody to buy at this price? I go, absolutely. Here's the negatives and cons of going on the market, not going on the market. And this is what I can do for you. And people go, I just don't want the headache. Let's expedite this process. You have a solid investor. Great. And that's how we find the deals. But we network, network, network. I mean, I go to closings and I'll talk to the agents and go, what do you have coming next? That's how Austin Darby got his fourplex. It was simply sitting at the closing and saying, Stephanie, you want to have me listen to fourplex the next couple of weeks? Kind of laughing at you as actually I am. Great, we'll take it. Bought it on Fontmore. Wow, that's incredible. Well, just ask the question. Network, 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 right? So that's how we find the deals. We'll get back to that inspection. So we go through the inspection. We get the health and safety items done. We then order an appraisal, right? So you order that appraisal through your lender. That then comes back in. Either it's at value or it's maybe a little low. We haven't had many come in low because we're getting such great deals. We've actually had a lot of them come in over our contract price. And so then at that point, we get that all set. We're past the appraisal stage and we go to closing, right? You get a rough draft of your closing documents 3 days in advance. So there's no surprises at closing. We go in, we close, we make it a formality. A lot of the time we're buying these with leases in place. So that lease then transfers. So say the rent is $1,600, it's leased until May of next year. That lease transfers with us. The tenant doesn't get kicked out. We take the security deposit. There's a proration of rent from the past owner to the new buyer at closing. Okay. And we transition that over. Now, if the house is vacant, then the wheels start turning a little bit sooner on our side. So we go in right away. We're taking pictures, sign up. We get it up for rent. We got our whole handyman team been working with us 15, 20 years. Great gentlemen. Come in. We're fixing up, you know, a fan. We're fixing up some electrical. We got all the people you need and we do the full cleaning. We then secure a tenant. We do all the background checks for you. Follow up with past landlords. We get a lease in place. Have the lease signed, executed, and our management agreement with you. If you choose to have us manage the property, if you say, just find me a tenant, we can just do that for you as well. If you've purchased through us, we can help with that service. And then what happens is then is we do a checklist with the tenant. We go through the property. We look at the condition of the property. And this is the biggest thing where I think a lot of people get off track is we're so old school. We look at like how we hand over a property is how that's first impression on somebody. And so if we hand it over with some repairs that need to be done and the cleaning's not done and we go, oh, we'll set them in after, we'll get it fixed up after. That first impression is, I'm not going to treat this house very well because it's been handed over to me in poor condition. So we turn it over in pristine condition. It's those old school mentalities of having something very clean and a high standard when you hand it over to the renter. And then also when maintenance happens, they call us. We don't do online portals because online portals, it gets confusing. We want people to call, talk over the phone. That's why a lot of our renters, they still come in and pay in person, you know? So a lot of these old school tactics really carry a lot of weight. And then from there, folks, we're just collecting that rent money. Rent's due on the 1st, it's late on the 5th. We then take that money, we process it through the accounting at RE/MAX, and then it's an ACH. That's a direct deposit into your checking account or savings account. It hits there on about the 10th, and then you get a statement every month, whether that's emailed or snail mailed, you get a statement. So if you had to put in a new garbage disposal, let's just say, for $180, you're going to see the receipt from Ryan Garber Plumbing for $180, and guess what? That's a tax write-off. We give you the receipt. We minus that out the rent, so we do float that. You know, we help pay the people right away, and then we then reconcile that out of the rent when it does come in. So it is fairly simple, folks. It's fairly simple. If you purchase through us, sell through us, it's a 7% management fee. Otherwise, it's 10%. Stephanie's been doing it 20 years. Sherry's been in title mortgage 10, my father 30, and now me 7. So we have over 50 years of experience. And since I've been in the business in 7 years, we've had one eviction. In 7 years. So that's the big motivation for us. I'll be honest. The better tenant we find, the less work I have to do. I'm more motivated than you are to get a good tenant. I'll tell you that right now. So that kind of brings you through the process, whether a house is vacant or whether you pick something up with there's a lease in place. If there's a lease in place, when that lease comes up, we offer a renewal most of the time, so we can increase rent, of course. Or if the people move out, then we come in, we bring our cleaners, we do carpet cleaning, professional deep clean, do any repairs needed, and then get it up for rent. We're renting stuff within a week, probably, of when we get it listed and have people moving in within another week. So within 14 days, you're starting to get money coming through the door. So that's really how it works. If you're doing an FHA, owner occupy, you only have to live in it a year, then you can move out and rent it. Or if you're buying a fourplex, then obviously those other three units, we're going to help you rent them if they're not already rented. That's part of our services to you. We don't charge anything for that because you purchased through us. And we want to make sure we set you up for success. That is just, it's such a big part of it. So anyway, we're throwing a lot at you. So give me a call if you have questions over the break. 719-232-1063. You're listening to Justin Hermes. This is every Sunday. Real Estate Realities. You can always go back, look at Spotify, Apple, KRDO, newsradio.com. Go back, look at past episodes. We got a lot of great information, but feel free to call me. If this is stuff you're interested in, you're going, I've had this fear, I've had this anxiety of how do people become landlords. Some of the most wealthy people in the United States, what they have in common is they own real estate, folks. Stick around. We're coming in at third segment of Real Estate Realities.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Okay, folks, here we are, home stretch, third segment here. I got 10 minutes left with you. That's what Matt says. Obviously, we can't go over because it's just that's the way. We got rules, life. You know, there's rules in life, right? I mean, it's just the way it is. I try to abide by them. Give me a call if you want to continue the chat after the show. It's 719-232-1063. We're talking about renting properties, how to become a landlord. And what I'm going to tell you is, after the property's rented, people say, how many times do you go in the property, Justin? How many times do you guys do a walkthrough? There's some companies that do walkthroughs quarterly. And I'm going, there's a problem. You don't have a good tenant if you're having to go in once a quarter, number one. Number two, I probably wouldn't renew my lease with you. If you came in once a quarter, I'd feel like I'm in college. What is this? The dorms? You need to come in and inspect, make sure I'm making my bed. We do it once a year, folks. We're renting these properties to adults. We don't feel like we need to come in and babysit and come in once a quarter. So there you go. We come in once a year. We make sure it looks good. We don't have issues, and we have found great success with that. So the thing you got to ask yourself, really, is what's your goal? Right? Because I sit down with some people and they go, I want 10 grand of passive income. And I go, okay, we can make that happen. You know, we can go about it to fourplexes. We can go about it and probably get, you know, four single family homes. We can go about that and get five townhouses. How do we want to skin this cat? What type of money do we have to look with? And what timeline? When do you want to experience the most passive income? Is it in 15 years, in 20 years, or is it, I'm going to leverage up and I'm just going to refinance, cash out, pull money out. I only need $4,000 a month passive income, but I'm always going to keep a mortgage on it. Well, then that game plan looks totally different, folks. So it just depends how you want to skin the cat. It takes a little bit of sacrifice. We're not going to say, hey, we're going to come in here and you're going to make, you know, $1,000 in the first month. You know, it's probably going to be cash flow on a single family of $400 to $500. And then on a fourplex, you can get up to $1,000, but that's more money down. So it's not a get rich quick thing. If that's what you're looking for, I would say probably not the right show to probably listen to. If you're looking to do something fast and turn a quick profit, I mean, mine's a long-term sacrifice, you know, really pay your dues and then reap the benefits in 10 to 15 years. So it's the long-term hold, folks. It's like Warren Buffett says, real money's made in long-term holds. That's the way it is with real estate. If you want to go out and flip homes, I've never met somebody where $40,000 changed their lives. Completely changed their lives. I have met people, though, who've held onto a house and, you know, now it's worth $300,000, and $300,000 changed their retirement, for their family, the legacy they've left. And that's why I believe in the long-term hold process. If you look back and people who say, I bought in 07, peak of the market, bought my house for $250,000 at the peak and it crashed and it went all the way down to $80,000. And guess what? You held onto it. It's worth what? $400,000 now? Come on. Went through the worst real estate crash. Held onto it. And we have people like that, folks. We were managing property back then. I got stories of people who go, yeah, I bought the peak of the market 07, saw it drop $100,000, and now I'm up $200,000. It's cyclical. You have to hold. You got to hold, folks. So I know that's a lot of information coming at you, but I think the biggest thing, honestly, and that's why we brought HB on 5-6 shows ago, because we talked about mentally being there, right? I mean, I really do believe success is 10% inspiration, 90% perspiration. And that's what it is, folks. I mean, I have met geniuses out in this world, geniuses, people 10 times smarter than me. They don't take the action. So very, very few amount of the time it's going, we got some guy who's a brainiac and that's why he succeeds because he's so smart. Usually it's somebody outworks somebody. They want it more. They work harder. They get after it. It's the tenacity that we're looking for. And failing a little bit is an important part of learning. And there's going to be small failures. The big thing with us is we make sure you don't have a big failure. You get into something with a foundational issue, or you get into something where you got a tenant in there who's cooking meth. You know, something terrible like that, that can really be something you can't recover from, right? So that's what we make sure, is that you're not doing something that's going to really put you in danger. But yes, there's small failures. That's how you really grow. And getting out of that comfort zone, it's going to feel uncomfortable, right? But I'm going to tell you what, I've just seen people transform their lives to the 10th degree going through these systems. FHA owner-occupied loans, taking money, buying investment properties, just completely changing their lives. But it does take commitment and sacrifice. It's not easy. So that's why I tell people, if you're looking for a get-rich-quick thing, this is not the show for you. But if you're sitting here and you've been planning for 2 to 3 years, you've been reading investment property books, you've been talking to people about it, you got to stop and just start doing it. Worry about today. Start today. Stop making excuses. Stop worrying about failure. I tell you what, right now, an inch of progress is better than a mile worth of intention. I'm going to say that one more time. An inch of progress is better than a mile worth of intention. And I'm here to walk you through it the whole way. We got an unbelievable team, from home inspector to insurance to repairmen, Stephanie in my office, and Sherry. And John, the 30 years he's been around the business, we got the team, folks. We got the success figured out. It's just you going, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to take the leap. We've helped so many people this year. I mean, it is unbelievable. When we look back and I'm going, you know, we're just over halfway through the year and we've done about 50 transactions so far this year. We've done 7, 8, 10, 31 exchanges. We've done 20 off-market deals. And I just scratch my head and go, it's unbelievable. You know, you just kind of wonder somehow, how do these deals come about? It's just kind of crazy, but it's fun. It's a blessing because I get to work with such really great people. Most of my clients, I mean, I would say I've probably had one or maybe two in 7 years that have been difficult to work with. It wasn't terrible, but difficult. And I thank the Lord. I go, man, what a blessing. I get to work with some of the best buyers and sellers out there. What a blessing for me to work with people who are so coachable and who are bought into the process. And then people go, yeah, and I want to give back too. I want to give back to the community or to my church. And I'm not just seeing this as I want to just build a crazy amount of wealth. It's I want to create a lifestyle. Yes, I want to create maybe some generational wealth for my family. But it's not about buying the big cars, about buying the big houses. It's about, you know, taking the trips, right? Creating those memories and then going, you know what? We're going to change somebody's life this month because we're going to make an impact on them, whether it be financially or saying, we're going to let them move into one of our rentals for free for just a month because they're in a bad scenario. And thank the good Lord that we're in that situation where we can do that. We can bless somebody else. Now that's cool, folks. That's cool. And that's why I end every segment that way, talking about, you know, use the gifts God has given you. You know, find a way to bless other people, improve somebody else's life today. And that's why I do the show. And I'm telling you, it just seems so daunting and scary to people to jump in and get into investment properties. But we've had so much success. It's changed so many people's lives. It's such a great thing. You're making money while you sleep. It's mailbox money. And you're just, I mean, think about it. If you went into work and said, I need to borrow $200K because I have a great stock idea, they'd laugh at you. Yet you can go to Wells Fargo and they will give you $200K to buy an investment property, or $300 or $400, $500, $600, $700, $800, $900 million. Yes, you have to have some down payment, but somebody's willing to loan you that money. You get the tax write-offs, and then you have somebody else in there who's going to be funding that retirement for you. That's the difference in real estate, folks. That's the difference in real estate compared to your 401k and your Roth IRA. It's changed my life. It's been unbelievable. It's such a fun journey. I want to share it with you, the radio listener. So if you're listening, you're going, man, That's me. I'm on the verge. I'm there. I got the money saved up. Or I'm ready to go. I'm ready to make the sacrifice. I'm scared. It's okay. It's all right to be scared. I'm sure if I was sitting in your job and came in the first day and you told me to do something, I would probably be scared and uncomfortable too and embarrassed to ask questions. But that's why you're great at your job, right? And that's why I eat, breathe, and sleep this stuff. You know, I want to help you be successful. That's my job, is to help you become successful. You've been listening to Justin Hermes. That's a wrap, folks. Real Estate Reality is fun sharing that stuff with you today. Remember, you know, it's all fun. Home mortgage talk. Most important thing is using the gifts God has given you. Go out and make somebody else's day better today. And if you have questions, feel free to call me at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Remember, August 12th, our big fundraiser down at Goat Patch. It starts at 4 and it goes till 7. Free beer. Just show up with school supplies and a backpack. Would love to see you. Have a great day.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.